an evil work. Some of our brethren have done a work that has wrought great injury to the cause. The knowledge of how to manufacture health foods, which God gave to his people as a means for helping to sustain the cause, these men have disclosed to worldly businessmen, who will use this knowledge as a means of personal gain, giving none of the glory to God. Those who have thus disclosed the secrets in their possession in regard to the preparation of health foods have abused a God-given trust. As they see the result of this betrayal of trust, some will sorely regret that they did not keep their own counsel and wait for the Lord to lead his servants and to work out his plans in his own way. The health food business should not be borrowed or stolen from those who, by its management, are endeavoring to build up and advance the cause. Dr. Kellogg, with the help of others, has, at a large outlay of means, studied out the processes for the preparation of certain foods and has provided expensive facilities for their manufacture. This work has taken a great deal of precious time, for many experiments have had to be made. Is it not right that those who have thus labored and invested their means should be allowed to reap the fruit of their labor? Should not Dr. Kellogg, as the Lord's steward, be allowed to control a reasonable income from the special products that he, by the blessing of God, has been enabled to produce? I understand that Dr. Kellogg has entered into agreement with our medical institutions in various places that they may handle the foods in their localities for the benefit of sanitarium work. I understand that the profits on some lines of foods are used for the support of such benevolent institutions as the Orphans' Home and the Old People's Home at Battle Creek. Under these circumstances, how unreasonable it is for some of our brethren to follow the course that they are following. They take up the preparation of these special foods and sell them for personal profit, while at the same time they give the impression that they are working in harmony with those who in the first place prepared these foods for sale. No one has a right to engage in the manufacture of the health foods in any such way. I have a warning for those who have a knowledge of the methods of manufacturing health foods. They are not to use their knowledge for selfish purposes or in a way that will misrepresent the cause. Neither are they to make the knowledge of how to prepare these foods a public matter. Let the churches take hold of this and show these brethren that such a course is a betrayal of their trust, and that it will bring reproach upon the cause. Let not those who have been and are employed in the work of making the health foods, first prepared by Dr. Kellogg, or by any other pioneer in this work, open up all that they know, for thus they defraud the cause of that which should be used for its advancement. I beseech you, my brethren, to make straight paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. Do not place information in the hands of unbelievers, persons who, from lack of conscientious regard for health reform, may place impure articles on the market under the name of health foods. Stand on the side of righteousness in all your transactions. Then you will not appear to disadvantage before God or man. Do not enter into any dishonest practices. Those who take up the preparation and sale of health foods for personal profit are taking a liberty to which they have no right. Thus, great confusion is brought into the work. Some manufacture foods professing to be health foods, which contain ingredients which health reform condemns. Then again, the foods are often of such an inferior quality that much harm is done to the cause by their sale, those who buy them supposing that all health foods are similar. No one has any right to take advantage of the business arrangements that have been made in regard to health foods. Those who handle these foods should first come to an understanding with Dr. Kellogg or others who are working in harmony with him, and learn the best methods of handling the health foods. He who enters selfishly into this work, at the same time giving his customers the impression that the profits on the goods he sells are used for personal interest, is under the displeasure of God. By and by, their business will fail, and they will get things into such a tangle that their brethren will have to buy them out to save disgrace being brought on the cause. The Lord is greatly displeased when His service is dishonored by the selfishness of those engaged in it. He wills that every part of His work shall be in harmony with every other part, joint connecting with joint. The Lord wants His people to stand far above selfish interests. He wants them to conquer the temptations they meet. He calls for the communion of saints. He desires His workers to stand under His supervision. He will plane and polish the material for His temple, preparing each piece to fit closely to the other, so that the building will be perfect and complete, wanting nothing. Heaven is to begin on this earth. When the Lord's people are filled with meekness and tenderness, they will realize that His banner over them is love, and His fruit will be sweet to their taste. They will make a heaven below in which to prepare for heaven above. San Francisco, California, December 12th, 1900.